This is Dr. Michael Osborne, Superintendent of Hudson Area Schools. Welcome to the 2020 Hudson Area Schools WLEN graduation ceremony. On behalf of Hudson Area Schools, I'd like to offer our congratulations to all the 2020 Hudson and Lenawee County graduates. You're a special class to all of us. You're special not just because of the events of the past several weeks. You're special because each of you brings unique gifts to the world around you. You have been an important part of our school district, and I know you will go out and make your positive impact on the rest of the world. Thank you for making our school and our community a better place. We look forward to the great impact you will have in the lives of others. It is now my honor to introduce the salutatorian for Hudson Area Schools, Drew Mary.
What a crazy year. I never really would have thought that in a million years I'd have to be recording this salutatorian speech so that other people would have to listen to it. But this year has definitely been one to remember. But nonetheless, it's the year where we as classmates move on to a new chapter of our lives and become graduates of Hudson High School. Throughout these last 4 years, there has been a lot of ups and downs, but we couldn't have gotten where we are without the help of our families, friends, our teachers, and our community. So I'd like to send out a few thank yous. Thank you, parents, for putting up with our drama, our mood swings, and the occasional complaint about having to actually do schoolwork. Thank you, teachers, for your inspiration. You've been there for us these past 12 years, every step of the way. Without you, none of this would have been possible. I think I can speak for all the parents out there. You guys are truly magical, being able to deal with us on a daily basis. And thank you, class of 2020. I'm going to remember you guys the rest of my life. The memories we made together through these last 12 years were incredible. From the memories we made on the football field, to the band room, to the stage, to the high school gym, they're all meaningful in their own way. Like the time Austin and Xander killed it in the pep assembly with their original slow dance. Or the time we used bandstands as javelins. Or when Mr. Allman busted us all in the secret cameras in the back of the classroom. Or even when someone accidentally peed on the stage during a performance. And you go back to drama and debate when Schoon chewed our butts out for playing hide-and-seek in a church. As you can see, we've had many experiences as a class, and I am honored to have been able to experience them with all of you. Now to the future graduates of Hudson, my message to you is to enjoy it. High school is an amazing experience, but it will be over in the blink of an eye. Don't take your time here for granted, because high school is a wonderful opportunity if you take advantage of it. Another very important thing is to expand your comfort zone and try new things. That's what high school is all about. It's trying new things and finding out who you truly are as a person. If you do that, your time here at Hudson will be well spent and an amazing experience. Now to my fellow classmates, the class of 2020. It's time. We've taken the classes and put in the work. Now it's time for each of us to move on with a new chapter in our lives and become our own individual person. The message I want to stress to you guys is live your life. Don't make decisions in your life because of what your parents want or your friends. Do it for yourself and nobody else. Be the person you want to be and live the life that you want to live. For me, my biggest goal in life is that 60 years down the road, or whenever it's my time to go, I'm able to look myself in the mirror and say, I lived one hell of a life. That's all that I could ask for. Thanks.
Our valedictorian message is from a young woman who has been a wonderful leader within our school and has a strong passion for serving others. Again, it is my honor to introduce the valedictorian for Hudson Area Schools, Amber Seisberger.
Pope St. John Paul II once said, "Have no fear of moving into the unknown." This is our time of moving into the unknown, now more unknown and uncertain than ever. We must begin the journey of adulthood with a crisis on our hands. What will the future be like? What will job opportunities be? When will our lives return to normal? All these questions and more have been circulating in our heads. But we cannot let this fear determine who we are. Instead, I implore you all to use this time that we have been given to define who you are and what matters most to you. How easily were sports, entertainment outside of our home, and even school taken away? There must be something more important. Discover it. Maybe a passion that you now have the time to develop into something more than just a hobby. Maybe a person that you never gave enough gratitude to before. Maybe the faith that you held shakily before, but now know that you have to give it everything. One of my favorite songs by For King and Country is Burn the Ships. The lyrics of the chorus are, "We've got to burn the ships, cut the ties, send a flare into the night, say a prayer, turn the tide, dry your tears, and wave goodbye. Step into a new day. We can rise up from the dust and walk away. We can dance upon our heartache. So light a match, leave the past, burn the ships, and don't you look back." Under different circumstances, I would be talking to you about dancing upon that heartache of just leaving family and friends. But instead, we have to dance upon that heartache of missing the spring of our senior year. The heartache of a graduation different from the one we had looked forward to for at least the last 4 years. The heartache of separation from family and friends at a time when we are supposed to be celebrating together. We have to be the ones to look at the good memories of our high school years, the games and championships we have won, the characters we appeared as in the all-school plays, the games we cheered at, the races we ran, the homecoming dances we attended, the joy of snow days, Mr. Gamble's jokes, the friendships we have built, and so much more. Take these memories with you and then burn the ships of the end of this year. Step into the new possibilities that life holds for you. Don't look back wishing for what is already behind. I want to thank all of the teachers and administrators, especially during this difficult time. Since my mom is a teacher, I see all of the hours that the teachers are putting in right now to continue to provide education for us in a completely different way than they're used to. They deserve so much credit for this amazing feat. I can't tell you that everything is going to be fine. But I can say that you have to hold on to everything that defines you, otherwise we will all be lost. What is most important for me is my faith. I may be a runner, an NHS member, and a Spanish speaker, but ultimately, I am a child of God. This is what I let define me. What will you be defined by? Now, go be who you are meant to be, and you will set the world on fire.
For closing comments, I'd like to introduce Hudson Area Schools Principal, Mr. Michael Beard.
Hudson Area Schools has a long tradition of preparing leaders for our community and the world around us. Many of tomorrow's most innovative and passionate leaders are graduating in this class, prepared to take on an ever-changing society with the skills necessary to succeed. To our Hudson community, thank you for your continued support. It is never questioned how much you care about all of our students, and for that, on behalf of the staff of the district, we are truly grateful. To our students' families, thank you. You have shared with us over these past years tremendous children who today are graduating as even more tremendous adults. We have worked together, sometimes tirelessly, to prepare these students for this next phase of their lives. Students, as you listen to this, please take a moment to hug and thank your family. This includes your siblings, if you have any. To our faculty and staff, a huge thanks is due to you. Your dedication to our students makes our work and days like today meaningful. You commit your energy and sacrifice much of your time to challenge our students, helping to ensure their long-term success. And as one of the last times I can refer to you as this, thank you, students. I've gotten to know so many of you my first 3 years in Hudson, and even though I maybe wasn't always your favorite person in the district, you've consistently treated me with respect, honesty, and compassion. I think it's safe to say that this will be a year you will never forget. Although it's easy to focus on how everything came to an end so abruptly one random Friday in March, try to keep the perspective that you still had 115 months prior to this, filled with celebrations, discoveries, positive life experiences, togetherness, victories, and moments of learning with personal growth. Instead of ending this with any words of advice, I offer you my support as you go forward. If you ever think I can be of help to you, please don't hesitate to reach out. I wish each and every one of you nothing but immense happiness and health as you pursue whatever lies ahead. A heartfelt congratulations to my Hudson Tigers class of 2020, and to all graduates and their families around this listening area.